This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechishanu kubvumbi 29, 2016.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri nichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mutungamiri weTogo anovhura zviri pamutemo chirongwa cheZimbabwe International Trade Fair muBulawayo, vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachiti mutungamiri uyu ane maoko akasviba.
Nyaya yevashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe vari kuramwa mabasa inonzwikwa mudare rezvevashandi. Mutongo uchitarisirwa nechipiri svondo rinouya.
Madzimai makumi matatu nemaviri ekutiza kusabatwa zvakanaka kuKuwait otarisirwa kusimuka munyika iyi mambakwedza anhasi.
Mitambo yenhabvu mukupera kwesvondo yoitwa vakawanda vakaisa maziso pazvikwata zvecaps United neDynamos.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Mutungamiri weTogo vafore Nasibe vavhura Zimbabwe International Trade Fair zviri pamutemo muBulawayo nhasi, vachikurudzira vanhu vemuZimbabwe kuti varambe vakashinga kunyange vakatemerwa zvirango nenyika dzekunze. Vati nyika yavo yeTogo yainge yakatemerwawo zvirango pane imwe nguva. VaNasibe vanga vachifamba nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Nyika dzinosvika gumi nepfumbamwe dzanga dzichitaridzirawo dzichiratidza kumusika mukuru uyu, uye dzinosanganisira Russia, Botswana, Cyprus, China, Ethiopia neGermany. Mutungamiri weTogo akurudzirawo Zimbabwe nenyika dzemuAfrica kuti dzikoshese kukwenenzvera zvigadzirwa zvadzinotengesa kuti dzikwanisewo kubudirira.
VaNasibe vapawo mibayiro kumakambani awana mibayiro yekugona kushongedza zvinhu anosanganisira yavamugabe yeAlpha Omega Dairy, Delta Corporation, bazi rezvekurima neredzidzo Pismas nemamwe. Asi havasi vanhu vose vari kufara munyika nekuuya kwavaGinasibe, avo vanonzi nevanopikisa munyika mavo vanotonga nedemo. Mutungamiri weTogo uyu akasiyirwa chigaro nababa vake vaGinasibe yaDema, avo vakatora chigaro chekutungamira nyika nechisimba vachishandisa mauto muna 1967. Vakatonga kusvika vafa muna 2005. Mauto emunyika iyi akabva agadza vaFaure Ginasibe pachigaro nechisimba, kunyange hazvo mutauriri wedare reparamende uyo aive kunze kwenyika panguva iyi aifanira kumbobata matomu pasati paitwa sarudzo. Nyika dzekumawirira dzakazomanikidza vaGinasibe kuita sarudzo, asi vanhu vanodarika zviuru zvina vanonzi vakafa mukurwisana musarudzo dzinonzi nevanopikisa dzakabirirwa. Mutungamiri weTogo uyu akarambawo nyaya yekuti atonge matemu maviri sezvaidiwa nevamwe munyika yake. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji, tabata munyori mubazi rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vaJoy Bima tikavabvunza kuti sei Zimbabwe yakafunga kukoka vaGinasibe.
Zvakabvira paushamwari hwakaita President Winner, President Mugabe, pavakapfuura nekuno vakati tinofanira kuti tibatane, tishande pamwe chete navo. Vakazoti vandashavadaidza kuti vazoshanya kuZimbabwe, saka vakaurayawo kuzoshanya pamwe chete nekuvhura trade fair.
Ko, iwo ukama hweZimbabwe neTogo hwakamira sei?
Hwakanga husina kunyanya kusimba. Pana zvakawanda zvataa tichiitirana, asi vamapurezidenti vanoona kuti pane chansi yekuti tiite ushamwari hwakasimba, tigoitirana zvinhu zvakawanda pakati pedu.
Vamwe vanopikisa ambasada Bima vari kuti va genasibe vanenge vakambo tanga kupinda panyanga kana kuti kutanga kutungamira Togo nenzira isina kunaka vachitsigirwa nemauto kunyangwa hazvo pakazoitwa sarudzo dzemuna 2005 nekudaro vanga vasingafandire kuti vange vachikokwa kuZimbabwe.
Asi chine basa kandechekuti vakazosarudzwa nenzira yakanaka pari zvino ndizvo zvine basa izvozvo. Pane vatungamiriri vekumuAfrica vakati kuti vakauya nenzira iyoyo asi vakazoita mademocratic elections, saka vanotarisirwa kuti vanhu vako vari kutonga nenzira kwayo nekuti vakasarudzwa zvakanaka.
Munyori mukuru mubasa rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vaJoy Bima vachitaura vari parunare muBulawayo. Asi nyanzvi munyadzi zvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika uye vaimboshanda kumuzinda weZimbabwe kuEthiopia vaClifford Mashiri vanoti kukokwa kwavaGenasibe chiratidzo chekuti vaMugabe vanoyemura matongero avo.
Tichitarisa nhoroondo yavo yava vakuru vainvaitwa kuzovhura sangano redu retrade fair havana kukodzera kunge vari kuZimbabwe vachiita basa iroro pamusoro pekuti kusarudzwa kwavakaitwa kumusha kwavo kwakaita mahunga-hunga, kwakaita kudeuka kweropa muna 2005 zvisina kupedzwa kugadziriswa nyaya iyoyo nekuramba vari musimba rekutonga vachirambira vari kutonga vanhu venyika yavo vachiti havachadi. Zvinoratidza izvo kuti utongi hwavo hauna kuita jekerere kumusha kwavo. Saka kuuya kwavo kuZimbabwe vachida kuzonunura vaMugabe pachimiro chavo nekutonga kwavari kuita kusiri kufadza veruzhinji, hazvisiri kuita kuponisa kana kupembedzwa, hazvifadze, hazvikomborere.
Ko, tichitarisawo panyaya dzezveupfumi zvingabatsira here kuvakoka kuZimbabwe?
Hazvina kubatsira kwazvinoita. Sekuona kwatinoita ndekokuti vanoda kuuya kuzotanga mabhizimisi kana kuuya neupfumi hwavo kuZimbabwe kana vari pasangano rakaita sairoro riri kuvhurwa naivo vaishedzwa kubva kuWest Africa avo vane nyaya dzavo dzakaipa dzekumusha kwavo, vanhu vanenge vachiuya neupfumi hwavo vanoona kuti uyo akokwa uyu anenge asina kunyatsonaka uyu. Saka munofunga kuti upfumi hwangu hungagare zvakanaka muno sei vachishedzana vachiinvaita vanhu vakaita saivava? Vanhu kana vachikoka vanhu vanenge vane mhosva kumusha kwavo, nekuti unofungidzira kuti kwauriwo ikoko uchaitwa zvisina kunaka zvechimbudzi magwenzi izvi.
Ko, chii chiri kuitawo kuti Zimbabwe itadze kukwezva vekunze vaMashiri?
Chiri kutadzisa Zimbabwe kukwezva ndeichocho chekuti vanoda kutora zvinhu zvinenge zvanzi nevari kuuya neupfumi hwavo, tiri kuuya kuzotanga mabhizinesi veZimbabwe. Vanoti ivo vanoda kutora chikamu chakakura, voti iye anenge auya neupfumi hwake tomupa zvishoma. Asi pamusoro pazvo zvibvumirano zvavanenge vaita zveinvestment veZimbabwe havasi kuzvicherechedza, vanopedzisira vabvuta. Vari kuzviita iye zvino kune nyaya yetelecel iri kunetsa, vari kuda kuitora kuti ive hurumende in inverted commas.
Nyanzvi munyadzi zvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika uye vaimboshanda kumuzinda weZimbabwe kuEthiopia vaClifford Mashiri vari parunare muBritain.
Nyaya yekuramwa mabasa kwevashandi vekambani yeNational Railways of Zimbabwe yapinda mudare reLabour Court muBulawayo nhasi zvichitevera kukwira kwakaita NRZ kudare iri ichiti kuramwa mabasa kwevashandi uku kuri kunze kwemutemo. Mutongi wedare iri Judge Evangelista Kabasa vanonzi vati vachapa mutongo wavo nemusi wechipiri svondo rinouya. Mumagwaro ayo kudare iri NRZ inoti vashandi vayo vanosvika mazana mapfumbamwe nemakumi mana nevaviri havana kupa chiziviso chemazuva gumi nemana chekuti vachapinda mukurangwa mabasa. Masvondo maviri adarika gurukota rezvemabasa nevashandi amai Priska Mpfumira vakakurudzirawo vashandi ava kuti vadzoke pamabasa vachimirira kuti nyaya yavo inzwikwe kudare, asi vashandi havana kutambira kurudziro iye. Vashandi vanoti vakapinda mukurangwa mabasa kuburikidza nezvinhu zvakawanda zvinosanganisira mashandiro avo pamwe nekusauya kwemihoro yavo paine nguva. Vashandi ava vanoti vave nemwedzi inodarika gumi nemishanu vasati vatambiriswa mari dzemihoro idzi. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi tabata vakamurai mwoyo vanove mutungamiri werimwe sangano rinomirira vashandi veNRZ reZimbabwe Amalgamated Railways Workers Union kuti tinzwe zvizhinji.
Taenda kwa Labour Court Judge iri nyatanga na 9 makuseni kapera kuma 11 12 pa nhasi pazvino hapana chabuda kandemiri. Nyaya yanga iripo ndeyekuti pakatanga nyayai nyaya yakatangwa navashandi mushure mokunge vashandi vasingachakwanisi kushanda kuenda kubasa nokunoshanda nekwamusakapenzara asi mushandirwe iye pachake waiti izvo no vanhu vakaorganiza strike vamiriri vavashandi saka isu takati aiwa hatisiri isu takaitanga nyayai nyaya yakatangwa navaridzi venyayai vanga vave nenzara vasingachakwanisi kushanda saka ndo nyaya yanga iriko nhasi kuti ndiani akakonzeresa isu tikati aiwa chakonzeresa inzara hatisiri isu.
Zvinorevei zviri kuitika izvi vamoyo zvinenge zvabuda mudare kana zvamuri kutarisira zvingangobuda mudare zvinobatsira sei vashandi?
Zvinenge zvabuda mudare ndo zvichatiratidza kuti kwatiri kuenda ndokupi. Isu tenge takuplana kuti tiende padanho rinotevera kana zvikanzi vashandi zvinenge zvoreva kuti mushandirwi unofanira kuchiapplya shokozi order itsva haachasevenzesi iripo iyi.
Totarisawo kuti zviri kuitika panguva iyo sevashandi makatarisana nezuva revashandi muri kuzvitambira sei?
Ndo zvadonyakuoma izvozvo nokuti saiziva kuti kudhara zuva ravashandi kataenda tichisekera kunzwa kuti kune zvinobuda tiri kunonzwa kuti mari nogorera tikwedzewa nemarii asi musiyano wezuva ravashandi wava kuitika manje iko zvino izvi tiri kutoenda kunosheya nhamo dzatiinadzo savashandi ende zvinorwadza.
Saka kuramwa mabasa kuri kuenderera mberi here kana kuti vashandi vamwe vaakudzokera pamabasa rumwe rumwe?
Aiwa vanhu takangovatadza kuti vavinde kubasa ndichocho chinongoripo handi vanhu vakati vane nzara hatichakwanisi kuuya kubasa saka izvozvo izvo hapana chatichagadziriswa saka tinongoripa tatichingori kubva muso kutanga.
Avanga vari mutungamiri weZimbabwe Amalgamated Railways Workers Union vakamurai mwoyo vari parunare muBulawayo neStudio 7.
Madzimai makumi matatu nevaviri kusanganisirawo vamwe vasikana vari kutarisirwa kusimuka muKuwait mambakwedza zvitevera kubudirira kwenhaurirano dzakaitwa nemutauriri wedare reparamende vaJacob Mudenda nehurumende yemuKuwait. Madzimai aya ari muKuwait zvitevera kunyeperwa kwavakaitwa kuti vachawana mabasa epamusorosoro. Asi vasvika munyika iyi madzimai aya anoti akabatwa zvisina kunaka vamwe vachinzi vaibatwawo chibharo. Muzvinabhizimisi vaWikney Chivayo vakabatsira mukutenga matikiti emadzimai aya. Mumwe weavo vari kuKuwait vachange vachifamba nemadzimai aya ndimambo Inos Musarurwa vekumaShonaland East. Mambo Musarurwa vanoti vakakachamadzwa zvikuru nezvakasangana nazvo nevadzimai aya munyika iyi zvinosanganisawo nyaya dzekushungurudzwa. Marvelous Mhlanganya weStudio 7 aita hurukuro namambo Musarurwa kuti tinzwe zvizere.
Maonero edu kuno kuKuwait kuvanasikana nyaya yegirl child haina kupimirira zvakanaka. Vana vedu vari kushandiswa sevamaslaves semabhanditi chaiwo. Kune vamwe vanhu vachiri kubata vamwe vanhu senhapwa. Vanasikana vedu kunoku havana rugare, vari kushanda vasingapiwe kana senti. Vachinzi ivo vakatoitwa zvekutotengwa yacho panike slave trade yaibviswa kare yekutengeswa kwevanhu nemaBritish.
Zvii zvamungakurudzire kune vamwe vasikana vechidiki nyanya vakateerera panguva ino nemadzimai vangange vari kukwezvwa ivo kuti vaende ikoko kunoshanda kuKuwait sevasikana vebasa?
Chikuru ifundo, hatidzidzei. Ndo chikuru chandinonyanya kukurudzira kuvanasikana. Uye usangoti chawanzwa kuti pakati pane basa, enda kuhurumende yako unobvunza ndo basa rei, speciali kana muchibuda kuno kunze uko kuministry yedu yeforeign affairs iri kuenda ikoko kumunobvunzisisa kuti kubasa kwatiri kuenda ukuku kwakamira sei, zvii zvemakondishenzi enyika iwayaya, mopiwa mablessings kwete kungosumuka nengoti wangowana vhiza woti wakuenda kubasa. nekuti kuno kuma zvonera ndazviita nina kana haisi nzvimbo yekuti noti uri kuuya kuzoshanda haasi mazimbabwe ega sinyika zhinji dziri kuchema nenyaya yenzvimbo inei mabatirwo anoitwa vanasikana kana kuti vashandi
vanenge vane hama dzavo dzavasiri kuziva kuti dziri kupi asi vachiziva kuti dziri ikoko kuKuwait pane nhamba here dzavanokwanisa kufona
nhamba dzatiri kukupai pana apapa idi dzinoti +9652562157 ndodzokorora futi +9652562157 vanenge vachitaura nakansela wedu anomiririra hurumende kuno anonzi deputy head of mission Francis Ngwenya.
Avo vanga vari Mambo Enos Musarurwa vachitaura naMavelas Muhlanganya weStudio 7 vari parunare kuKuwait.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Kutora magwaro ekufambisa wanga uri mutoro mukuru muZimbabwe kwemakore akawanda. Asi izvi zvashanduka sezvo Zimbabwe yakatenga mishina yave kudhinda magwaro aya akawanda pazuva. Mutoro wedu nhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipanyaya inotevera.
Apo muZimbabwe zvinhu zvizhinji zviri kuramba zvisina kumira zvakanaka kune nzvimbo imwe ine shanduko yakanaka. Nzvimbo iyi kumakombe building uko kunotorerwa magwaro ekufambisa. Muzvare Fungai Mataruse ndeumwe wevange vachinyorera kuwana gwaro rekufambisa. Muzvare Mataruse avo vakapedzisira kutora gwaro iri zvichiri kunetsa vanga vaine mufaro mukuru mushure mekupedza mawa maviri chete vakamirira kunyoresa.
Mazuva ano tikuona kuti zvanyore kuwana magwaro ekufambisa. Mazuva akare vanhu vaimira pamutsetse kana kutorarapo kwemazuva vakamirira kuti vawane kubatsirwa. Uyezve mafomu emapasipoti akanga achinetsa kuti munhu awane.
Muzvare Mataruse vanoti kunyange hazvo mari yegwaro isina kuchinja, kutorwa kwemapikicha mukati memakombe building kunorerutsira veruzhinji.
Iko zvinezvi mapasipoti haachanyanyonedza nokuti mapikicha futi akutorerwa mukati. Hatichaiti zvaa zvokumbonzi tanga wanotora mapasipoti photos of which zvai kumunhu anenge asina mari yakakwana zvaiita kuti atambudzike kuzowana pasipoti. Mazuva ano zvaanyore vakukwanisa kuti vakusendere meseji pafoni wobva waziva kuti pasipoti yako yakabuda.
Mumwe ari kufara nezviri kuitika kumahofisa registrar general ndivasimba rashepirikisi. Vapirikisi vanoti veruzhinji vaibiridzirwa nevechidiki kumahofisi aya apo zvinhu zvainetsa kuwana magwaro ekufambisa nenzira iri nyore.
Aiwa zvinhu zvachinja, chimuchini chinotibatsira zvakanaka. Chimuchini hatichagari mukiwa, hatichabirwi. Zvinhu zvaango izi kutorawo mapasipoti zvaane tekinoroji yakanaka, saka zvinhu zviri kuimburuva.
Amai Veronica Mainge hama vanoti chinhu chinofadza munhu wese kana achikwanisa kubatsirwa mukati menguva pfupi.
Makiyu aya mashoti, kana munhu akauya kana natu anotosevha achidzokera kumba. Ende sevhisi yavo isevhisi yaine tekinoroji zvekuti unoswera watodzokera kumba, unosevhwa nekukurumidza.
Mumwe mugari wemuHarare muzvare Abigail Makore vanoti hurumende yakagonesa zvikuru kutsvaga mishina inorerutsa kuwaniswa kwemagwaro ekufambisa.
Ini hangu ndinoona sekuti kutora gwaro rekufambisa kwava nyore zvakanyanya tichienzanisa nemakore apfuura. Hofisi ino yava kukwidza panyaya dzemishina inorerutsa basa. Ndikati zvichireva kuti tava kubatsirwa takawanda pazuva rimwe, uye nenguva yekumirira gwaro iri yava pfupi samaonero angu.
Pasipoti inotora mavhiki matanhatu inoda ma50 $3. Inotora mazuva matatu inoda $250 $3 pamusoro. Huyeo passport ye chimbi chimbi inobuda zuwa iroro inoda mazana matatu ne makumi maviri ye madora. Muchina mocha uyuno nzuno dinda mapassport zana ne makumi matanatu ye zviuru pazuva. Ndaka mira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mdadiko.
Makaterera ku Studio 7 nevhenyuro yevanhu tiri kutevhenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Mashoko anoteera anoburitsa pamire hurumende yeAmerica.
Pakaburitswa gwaro repagore rezvemamiriro akaita nyaya dzekodzero pasi rose nebazi rezvekudyidzana kweAmerica nedzimwe nyika, mutevedzeri wemunyori anoona nezvekodzero mubazi iri muAmerica, Vatom Malinowski, vakati gwaro iri riri kubuda panguva iyo dzihurumende dzine udzvanyiriri dziri kuburitsa ukasha hwadzo mukuomesera vanhu kuti vasataure zvavanoda pamwe nekumbunyikidza kuburitswa kwenhau.
Gwaro iri rinobata nyika zana nemakumi manomwe nenomwe, uye rinoburitsawo kumbunyikidzwa kwevanhu mukusarudza dzihurumende dzenyika dzavo, kusungwa, kurwadziswa mune zvematongerwo enyika, kukandwa mumajeri asingakodzeri kugarwa nevanhu, kushungurudzwa kwezvitendero zvidiki pamwe nevanoita ungochani.
MuIran, gwaro iri rinobata nyaya yemurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaShakrokh Zamani avakafa vari muusungwa mujeri remuRajai Shah. Rinobatawo kuvhiringwa kweutano hwemutori wenhau Nagesh Mohammed, uyo ari kupomerwa mhosva yekusvibisa chimiro chehurumende yeIran. Imwe nyaya ndeyekusungwa nekumanikidzwa kwamuzvare Atena Fagadan, avo vakaonekwa kana vachiri mhandara.
Muhurukuro yavakaita neBroadcasting Board of Governors vaMelowonski vakati pakasarudzwa vaHassan Rohani, vanhu vemuIran vakaita tarisiro dzepamusoro sezvo vaRohani vakavimbisa kuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu pamwe nemitemo yenyika. VaMelowonski vanoti chibvumirano chezvombo zvenuclear pakati peIraq nedzimwe nyika chiri kupa tarisiro yakanaka mune ramangwana, asi vanoti zvinhu zvichanaka chete kana hurumende yeIran ikaremekedza kodzero dzevanhu vayo.
Mashoko aya anoburitsa pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muIran.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe International Trade Fair pamwe nekuvhurwa kwechirongwa ichi nemutungamiri weTogo anonzi nevamwe ane maoko akasviba munyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuti vatigwe kufonerai.
Munhau dzemitambo, nharo dziri kuitwa dzekuti chikwata chiri kubheba moto ndechipi pakati peCapes United neDynamos dziri kupera nemusi wesvondo apo zvikwata zviri izvi zvichange zviri munhandare. Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Ndiani achakunda vari kubheba moto vemagreen machine eCapes United? Kana vari kutambura veDimbare?
Viva Dynamos, pamberi nesu guys.
Mubvunzo uyu uchawana mhinduro muRufaro Stadium nesvondo apo zvikwata zviviri izvi zviri kusangana mumutambo unoverengwa pamitambo mikuru munhabvu muAfrica. Mutambo uyu unoenzaniswa nemitambo mikuru yakaita seAl Ahly neZamalek kuEgypt, Orlando Pirates neKaizer Chiefs South Africa, pamwe neAsante Kotoko neHearts of Oak kuGhana, zvekuti nhandare yeRufaro Stadium iri kutarisirwa kuti inenge yakazara kuti tashu. Muongorori wezvemutambo wenhabvu vaShem Mtizira vanoti mutambo uyu uchanakidza zvikuru sezvo pazvikwata zviviri izvi pasina chiri kuda kukundwa.
Mutambo unoratidza kuti mutambo uchanakidza zvikuru nokuti munhu wese patimu dzitudzo sezvo hapana iri kuda kukundwa.
Capes United haisati yambokunda Dynamos mumitambo yeligi kubva muna 2009. Asi vamutizira vanoti vachitarisa matambiro ari kuita zvikwata zviviri izvi pari zvino, vari kuona maGreen Machine achikunda mushure mekungodamburwa makore matanhatu adarika.
Caps United goro rinori igore rayo.
Mutambo uyu mukukutu kumurairidzi weDimbare Paulo George Silva, uyo ari kupinda mumutambo wake wechipiri pamitambo mitatu yaanofarira kukunda kuti arambe ari pabasa. Asi nhengo yeZimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association vanoledge mutambara vanotsema onero avo Dynamos ichakunda sezvo kwavari vachiona kunge Silva ari kuziva zvaari kuita semurairidzi wechikwata ichi.
Tirikuona Dynamos ichipreveira ichikunda plus coach yaanenge anoziva zvaanoita, anenge anoziva bhora.
Vamutambara vanoti vanoziva kuti Roderick Mutuma anotamba chete kunyange zvakaoma sei, vachitivo Mutuma ndiye achauya nezvibodzwa zvekuti Dimbare ikunde.
Pachimbana chinonzi Roderick Mutuma ichi chinotogokanda bedzi.
Kwedzera moto mumutambo uyu, Dynamos iri kutambisa Evans Gwekwerere, uyo akaita mukurumbira makore apfuura, uko Caps United iri kutarisirwa kushandisa mukuru wevatambi Method Mwanjali, uyo angari muhusungwa achipomerwa mhosva yekuda kuuraya munhu. Mumwe mutambo uri pamuromo peveruzhinji ndeuyo uri kuBarber Field Stadium uri kusangana zvikwata zvemuguta iri cheBlue City necheHighlanders. Vatambi vezvikwata zviviri izvi vanotamba vese uyezve vanoonana mazuva ese zvekuti mutambo uyu wakatsvuka ropa, Highlanders itarisira kutora mapoints ese matatu. FC Platinum iyo iri pamusoro pegungano reCastle Lager Premier Soccer League pari zvino iri kutarisirwa kutora mapoints ese matatu zvekare, apo iri kushanya kungezi Platinum Stars iyo yakapinda muPremier Soccer League gore rino. Asi chikwata cheChicken Inn icho chine mukombe uyu chine hondo yakasimba, apo chiri kufamba chakananga kunyamuga Stadium Kariba, uko ZPC Kariba isingawanzokundwa. Mumwe murairidzi akamira negumbo rimwe saPaulo George Silva nditaurai manguro weHarare City, uyo anofarira kukunda mumutambo wake nehwange sezvo vanotungamira chikwata ichi vakabuda pachena vachiti havasi kufara nemafambiro ari kuita zvino munhandare. Haumain iyoyo iri kurairidzwa naKelvin Kaindo iri kubandana netriangle Mblawayo panguva iyo Chapungu iri pamusha neChorocho Pirates. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
They love you so much, by Yago Kalela. I will not give up, is Abafalela. I'm stealing your heart, me langin jenga sela, but full of salela. Just cause I'm with you, but it was a pella. You said me free, you can call me Mandela.
Nako Kambo, Mukoko Kuba, Kuna, Amara Brown. Taba, tashuka kumagume chirongwa chedu sezungu edi ya pera, elegaiti mbotarisa misore inaosu wa Karim.
Mutungamiri wetogo, anovura shiripa mutemo, chirongwa cha Zimbabwe International Trade Fair Mubulawayo, vanorwira kodzero vachiti mutungamiri uyu ane maoko akasviba.
Nyaya yevashandi veNational Railways of Zimbabwe inonzwikwa mumatare mutongo uchitarisirwa nechipiri svondo rinouya.
Madzimai makumi matatu nevaviri vekutiza kusabatwa zvakanaka muKuwait votarisirwa kusimuka munyika iyi mambakwedza. Tabatashuka kumakume chirongwa chedu chanasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange mine suzakare mangwana. Ini dini jonga kandemi iri. Nchiti murare shakanaka vatereri.
Nenuenyu blessings ulundoksi ya imina jonga. Na marvelous mchanganya uye muna uze chirungu.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 29th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
32 Zimbabwean women who were allegedly abused in Kuwait are set to go back home at dawn.
We are right now organizing the departure of all our 32 girls. All tickets are now in place.
And Zimbabwean workers say there is no reason to commemorate Labor Day as they are struggling to make ends meet.
I have not been paid for 7 months and I can't fend for my family. My children are dropping out of school.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Zimbabwean women who were stranded in Kuwait, where they expected to get high-paying jobs, are set to leave the country at dawn for Harare after they were abused by their employers. ZANU-PF MP Kindness Paradza, who was part of a parliamentary delegation visiting the country on House of Assembly mission, said the 32 women and girls are happy to be going back home. Paradza tells Studio 7 the returnees that were promised good jobs in Kuwait but ended up being forced to become commercial sex slaves and engage in some menial jobs will receive help as soon as they arrive home.
I'm in Kuwait together with my delegation, which includes Chief Msarurwa, and we are right now organizing the departure of all our 32 girls. All the tickets are now in place, and we should be departing for Dubai before proceeding to Harare.
Honorable Paradza, what happens to the parents that have some of their children who are part of these 32? When do they get to meet their children?
When we arrive tomorrow in Harare, the Speaker of the National Assembly will hand over all these girls to Minister of Public Service, Social Welfare, Honorable Mfulira, and also Minister of Health, Dr. Parerinyatwa, because we need a medical team to be in place, and we also need the counselors to be in place, and these girls are going to be taken to a government safe house so that they can debrief even our security sector as well about what has been happening to them here.
So for the parents who are anxious to meet their children, are they allowed to come to the airport or what's the procedure?
We welcome the parents to the airport. We welcome also other women to the airport to come and welcome these girls. We welcome the parents. They must come to the airport, the parents, for the 32 girls. And we've identified other 5 as well who will be coming later, possibly next week. And we are doing the processes as well. But I must also point out that there are about 5 girls who are Zimbabwean, who are here, who are working in cahoots with a syndicate, which is here. And they are sending WhatsApp pictures to our girls in Harare, telling them that there is luxury here in Kuwait, there is money here in Kuwait. So they must never, never allow themselves to be tricked that way.
That was Kindness Paradza, a ZANU-PF lawmaker, speaking with Studio 7 from Kuwait. Some Zimbabweans who are said to have facilitated the women's trip to Kuwait have already appeared in court facing charges of human trafficking.
Togolese President Faure Gnassingbé says African countries should play an active role in boosting inter-regional trade. officially opening the 57th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair today in Bulawayo, attended by President Robert Mugabe, several ministers, members of the diplomatic community, and thousands of Zimbabweans. Mr. Nasibe said African nations should break all the trade barriers in order to create a conducive condition for booming businesses.
Comme vous le savez, le potentiel de développement de commerce en Afrique est immense.
As you are aware, the potential of development of trade development in Africa is immense.
Mais sa part dans le commerce international demeure très faible.
But its part with regard to international trade remains weak.
Si cela peut être dû à l'existence de barrières insidieuses, souvent non tarifaires,
that leaves vast domains of various opportunities.
Si cela est dû à ces obstacles, il nous revient en tant que pays africain de prendre nos responsabilités pour augmenter la part du commerce inter-africain.
If it is true that the existence of these insidious barriers, which more often are non-tariff, can restrain our ambitions, it calls then upon us as African countries to take our responsibilities to improve inter-African trade.
Je pense que les trois actions définies à travers le thème peuvent nous permettre de régler ce problème.
I think the three axes of actions that are mentioned in the theme, that is innovate, integrate, and industrialize, those can help us, you know, achieve inter-African trade.
Innover, nous pouvons atteindre l'innovation grâce à la recherche.
That can only be achieved through research.
That was Togolese President Fore Nasibe speaking at the official opening of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo. Some Zimbabweans have described the trade fair as low-key, noting that it no longer serves any purpose. But trade fair officials maintain that the event is still relevant in today's modern business, as it shows they have diversified over the years to cater for the needs of exhibitors.
Togolese President Fore Nasibe has come under heavy criticism from some Zimbabweans for his style of leadership and refusal to embrace term limits. Togo is one of the tiniest of countries in Africa, a sliver of land squeezed between Ghana and Benin. Nasibe, who is on his third term, came into power in 2005 after the death of his father, Gasimbe Eyadema, Africa's longest-serving ruler who succumbed to a heart attack in 2005. Eyadema had seized the presidency of Togo in a coup in 1967. It was perhaps fear for their careers that prompted the top military brass to ignore the constitution, which called for the Speaker of Parliament to be made interim president pending elections in 60 days, and elevated Mr. Ayadema's son instead.
The Speaker, who was abroad when Mr. Ayadema died, stayed there. Togo's parliament quickly amended the constitution for the benefit of the ruling elite, but international pressure forced Lomé to hold elections. Nearly 800 people were allegedly killed by the security forces after protesting what they alleged to be electoral fraud. Various nations condemned the elections and the way the situation was handled by the Economic Community of West African States and the African Union. Some political analysts see parallels in what is happening in Lomé and Harare. But Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Joy Bima, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Nasibe came at the invitation of President Mugabe as the two countries seek to build closer ties.
This is an arrangement which was reached between President Mugabe and the Togolese president. He passed through Harare sometime last year, and then President Mugabe indicated that he would want to invite him to Zimbabwe. And he said, yes, he wants to come if invited. And so normally we invite a head of state each time we have the trade fair, and he thought this is the right time to invite him.
And how are relations between Harare and Togo?
We have not had a lot of interaction between us, but it seems the president and the president of Togo have hit some form of camaraderie, and it maybe a new chapter in our relationship with Togo.
But members of the opposition are saying, well, he was not the right person to invite because he came to power initially backed by the military, though he later on won a democratic election.
The issue is right now he was elected democratically. There are a lot of leaders, a number of leaders in Africa who came that way, but now are elected and they are as legitimate as anybody else.
That was Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Joy Bima, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Bulawayo.
Blessing Zulu also reached international relations expert Clifford Mashiri, who is also a former diplomat at the Zimbabwe Embassy in Ethiopia, who says Niasibe and President Mugabe have so much in common.
It's not an inspiring decision, not inspiring in the sense that the way this gentleman or a leader was installed in power or came to power is very controversial, considering that in 2005 the elections were contested or were disputed, and also there was bloodshed involving about 500 people, and that is very tragic until that history is erased, which has not been. It's very difficult to accept a person like that with bloodshed in his hands to come and officiate in Zimbabwe, given also the controversial history of the current regime.
But does this bring any economic benefit to Zimbabwe, the invitation of the Togolese president?
Hardly will it bring any investment, because first and foremost, investors also want inspiration from those who come and officiate. When they look at the history or the profile of the one who's opening and find that his hands are bloodstained, at least so it's alleged. You know, they are not inspired. They will know very well that it's a case of a dictator coming to rescue a fellow dictator, and their future, the future of their investments are not guaranteed. And that has been seen by way of, you know, the violations of these investment protection agreements. The government of Zimbabwe has violated them. So there is nothing that will change because Nasibe has come and officiated there.
That was international relations expert Clifford Mashiri, a former diplomat at the Zimbabwe Embassy in Ethiopia, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Britain.
Still at the ZITF showgrounds, some exhibitors have expressed confidence that they will strike lucrative deals at this year's trade fair. Charmaine Hassan, director of Botswana company Solarmatics, tells Studio 7 FM is optimistic that they will reap huge rewards at the annual event.
I have a company called Solarmatics Botswana, who are manufacturers of solar water heaters based in Francistown, Botswana. I'm very excited about the interest that this trade fair has shown, because what we've established is that we're giving people another choice of a solar water heater from the tubular type. There are four potential very serious deals which we have to firm up on with the paperwork and all that. All we need is to do the paperwork. It's my first time to exhibit at this trade fair. I sincerely think that it's very good for business, for people like us just across the border. I think it's very good for us to come back, and especially next year we might have new products to bring into the market.
That was Charmaine Hassan, director of Botswana company Solarmatics, speaking to Studio 7 at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair.
Still at the ZITF, Tanganda Tea Company Operations Manager Farai Garai had this to say about his firm and participating at the trade fair this year.
From our estates, I think we get about 65% we export, 35% we retain in Zimbabwean markets. The company has got more than enough tea to feed the Zimbabweans. Inquiries, yes, we are getting. We are just hoping those inquiries are going to turn out into deals. We have new products, as you see, we've got Moringa. We launched Moringa about 6 months ago, doing so well. 2 years ago, we launched our healthy green tea. It's doing so well as well. We are rebranding some of our products. Tanganda is a company. We employ close to 4,000 people.
That was Farai Garai, operations manager of Tanganda Tea Company, speaking with Studio 7. Some countries exhibiting at this year's trade fair include Russia, Botswana, Ethiopia, Germany, and several others. There are also hundreds of local exhibitors.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
workers struggle to make ends meet as they prepare to commemorate Labor Day.
Will Dynamos beat Caps United this weekend?
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
South Africa's High Court ruled today that state prosecutors must revisit a decision in 2009 to drop nearly 800 corruption-related charges against President Zuma.
The U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their role in a deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 people and destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders, and it has concluded the incident was not a war crime.
The future of Africa's elephants and their habitats is the focus of a three-day high-level summit in Kenya.
Most workers in Zimbabwe's southeastern city of Mashingo say they are facing deteriorating working conditions, getting low salaries, and generally struggling to make ends meet due to a depressed local economy, which has resulted in low production in many companies. The workers say, as a result, Labor Day has become an ordinary event since they are doing what they call non-rewarding formal and informal jobs in Zimbabwe. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports.
One of the most disgruntled workers is Sheila Gakava, an employee of the local branch of the National Railways of Zimbabwe, who says there's nothing to celebrate on Labor Day.
In the past, this used to be an important day in my life, but not anymore. I have not been paid for 7 months, and I can't fend for my family. My children are dropping out of school, and so to say I'm celebrating May Day, to me, does not make sense. I'm working, but I have nothing. Like in Zimbabwe, yes, we are going to work, but working for what? It's working for nothing. We are getting peanuts.
Another local worker, Zakaria Chikwenya, says most employees are working for nothing.
There's nothing much to celebrate. We are having economic hardships. Employees haven't been paid for a very long time in this country. Obviously, we'll be celebrating our poverty, hoping maybe we'll achieve something in the future. It's only hope that is keeping us alive. We don't think that we have a solution as of now, but hope maybe if things change in the future, maybe we have a better future as workers.
Zimbabwe's largest workers' representative body, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, or ZCTU, says although the labor situation is bad in the country, it is going ahead with national preparations for Labor Day. Michael Kandukutu, ZCTU National Organizing Director, says preparations are at an advanced stage for marking the Labor Day.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions is going to be commemorating Workers' Day in 30 centers of our various regions that we have. Our structures and our members in the respective centers are busy fundraising and also busy organizing and mobilizing for workers to be able to attend this day. This day, we are commemorating it under the theme Defending Workers' Constitutional Rights, Our Prerogative. We believe that as the ZCTU, we now have a constitution of the country, and we now believe that it is our right as ZCTU to demand and protect the rights of workers that they have in terms of the constitution. These rights vary from the right to land, which is very cardinal, the right to work, labor rights as enshrined by the constitution, the right to an environment. So we are saying that the constitution becomes our rallying point as ZCTU.
ZCTU bemoan the violations of workers' rights in the country and the general decay of the economy, which it says is contributing towards the impoverishment and suffering of workers. ZCTU Gender Director Fiona Magaya says women are facing serious challenges and violations of their rights and continue to suffer more despite their rights being enshrined in Zimbabwe's constitution.
most of our male counterparts believe that women are not good leaders, believe that women belong in the kitchen. But actually women are and can be good leaders if given the opportunity and if given the skill. And in the workplace, there's a lot of sexual harassment. Some people that are in authority, they request sexual favors as a condition for you to go up the ladder. And that is a serious violation of our rights as women. And even if we look into the political arena, you find that the issues that have been well dealt with in the law or in our policies to achieve gender equality are not being enforced, even in the parliament. For example, we claim to have a 60 seats that are strictly reserved for women. But in reality, how many women are in parliament? And in reality, how many women ministers, authentic ministers, not deputies, are there in parliament? So you find that sometimes we speak about things, but we don't actually put them into practice.
Kandukutu says workers in Zimbabwe are facing a number of challenges.
Well, looking at the commemoration of Workers' Day, in the past it used to be a celebration, but not anymore, because the workers in Zimbabwe currently have been faced by a number of challenges, particularly some of them emanating from the July 17 Supreme Court ruling, where we saw about 28,000 of workers being laid off. Some of those workers are yet to be reinstated by the employers, because the employers have actually even gone to court to challenge the retrospectivity element of the Labour Amendment Act number 5. So it's a battle that we still have. Workers are now faced with serious situations of non-payment of salaries. We have workers that have gone on a record 77 months with no salaries, but the government and the employers expect those workers to be surviving. So non-payment becomes an issue. We are also faced with a challenge where our government, the ministers, are promoting labor market flexibility, where they are bringing in this concept that the employer can hire and fire labor as they wish, which is putting us back to the days of 1890, when the British South Africa Company and Cecil John Rhodes came to invade this country of ours. The battle is on, the fight continues, the struggle continues. That is why we are rallying behind our call, Shinga Mshandi Shinga.
Zimbabwe has declared the first day of May a national holiday to give workers a chance to commemorate Labour Day, but employees say the holiday has lost meaning. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and Vietnam are deepening and broadening their ties in many areas. In a speech to university students in Vietnam, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the culture required for entrepreneurship to flourish and how all nations and citizens share a stake in cultivating and upholding such a culture. In order for Vietnam to become a leader in technology and innovation, it must encourage an educational system that promotes critical thinking, creativity, and experimentation. Moreover, entrepreneurship and innovation thrive in a policy environment that promotes growth through transparency, the rule of law, the protection of intellectual property, and predictable regulations that enable all companies to compete on a level playing field. The task at hand is for Vietnam to consolidate its two decades of tremendous economic gains. An important means of doing that is through the Trans-Pacific Partnership, of which Vietnam is an original signatory. The TPP is a trade agreement that will bring 40% of the global economy together behind the highest labor, environment, and intellectual property protections in the world. Another central ingredient to Vietnam's economic success is respect for human rights. A vibrant culture of entrepreneurship, said Deputy Secretary Blinken, is almost unimaginable without a foundation of rights and freedoms upon which citizens feel able to pursue their ambitions, express their opinions, and bring their ideas to life. The U.S. urges the government of Vietnam to release all political prisoners and cease harassment, arrests, and prosecutions of journalists, bloggers, civil society activists, or students for exercising their fundamental rights. And finally, Vietnam, as part of the global economy, has a growing responsibility to participate, along with the U.S. and others, in efforts to tackle issues from international peacekeeping to wildlife trafficking to maritime security, from climate change to civil nuclear energy to global health. The United States looks forward to continuing to expand its partnership with Vietnam.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And in sports news, the debate on who are the kings of Harare football between the Green Machine of Caps United and the Glamour Boys of Dynamos will be settled Sunday. Our reporter Michael Cariati previews the much-talked-about Harare derby.
Who will it be? Will it be the steam-rolling Caps United? Or the struggling Glamour Boys of Dynamos?
Viva Dynamos! Pamberinezu, guys!
That question will be answered at Rufaro Stadium Sunday when the two teams test each other's strength in one of the biggest derbies in African football. This game is classified alongside those between Al Ahly and Zamalek in Egypt, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates in South Africa, as well as the one between Asante Kotoko and Hearts of Oak in Ghana, and a capacity crowd should be at Rufaro Stadium to join in the action. The two teams are going through contrasting fortunes, with the Green Machine on the better side, but renowned football analyst Stanley Katsande has pointed out that in such high-tempo matches, form does not count.
It's always a high-profile occasion, and this time around it's no exception. And we expect, current form to count for nothing, because the last thing that each of these teams would like to see happen is losing.
Caps United have not beaten Dynamos in a league match since 2009, but the Green Machine's vice-captain Moses Mchenge says they would want to put an end to that Dynamos dominancy.
They've been dominating us, and on Sunday, we want to stop that. We want to win.
The day will also mark another test for Under Fire Dynamos coach Jorge Paulo Silva. The Portuguese coach is sitting on his second game of his three-match must-win ultimatum and will be sacked should he lose to the Green Machine. Caps United supporter Willem Tungwa believes Dynamos' game against the former Cup Kings will mark the end of Silva's association with the 2008 Cup Champions League semi-finalists.
Just as good as saying you pack your bags and go. And for him, I think he's almost going to face the X after Sunday's game.
However, Silva himself is aware of the stakes on offer and has promised his fans celebration after the match talked about game.
To the fans of the Diamonds, I know it's a derby and everyone wants to win the derby, and I hope this Sunday give the 3 points more the derby win to the fans.
Knowledge Mtambara, a member of the Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association, sees nothing wrong with Silva and believes the Portuguese national is a good coach and will lead the Glamour Boys to victory over their bitter rivals.
Dynamos is going to win the match. The coach seems to be knowing what he's doing.
Dynamos have recalled forgotten striker Evans Gwekerere. Now to rugby. The curtain comes down on the 2016 Under-20 World Cup World Trophy with a final between Samoa and Spain set for Harare Sports Club Sunday. The final had initially been scheduled for the National Sports Stadium, but had to be moved due to low attendance figures. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Don't look back. Gonna walk and don't look back.
some interesting music there from Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger saying Don't Look Back, coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America.
Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about the ongoing Zimbabwe International Trade Fair.
If you wish to join the discussion, call us on 001-202-619-2077.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Praxidis Jeremiah. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a very good night and a great workers' weekend. Ngeke ujonga kanye lo Marvelous ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lesingizi. Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 29 Mabasa 2016 silethulela uhlelo lezindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alamukela ngenjabulo enkulu uPraxedes Jeremiah endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Hayi, umbuyiso uhamba kuhle sibili. Siyabonga sibili ukuthi we able to showcase our things as NN Joinery. Sivukisa ama-aluminium wardrobes esiwayenza, ama-fitted wardrobes, konke lama-aluminium doors, ama-precious ethu. So you can visit us for all four.
Umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2016 uvule usemthethweni umongameli Faure Gazimbe weleTogo.
Lo ngumbiko omuhle sibili. Sikhangela ukuthi igcikwane le-HIV beseqeda abantu abaningi kuleli lizwe lethu. So nxa sibona ukuthi kule ndawo ezinjengabobhinga ezilokhu zisingabi legciwane, into ethabisa kakhulu.
Sibikwa siqhubekela phambili sisehla isilinganiso sabatholakala belegciwane lengculaza emangweni webhinga. Kuhlelo Woza Friday silengxoxo labeqembu elishayamculo wechibilika ekhaya elejongogwe Masters. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umbukiso wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2016 uvule kusemthethweni ngumongameli Faure Ngazimbe weleTogo lamhlanje kobulawayo. Umongameli weTogo uphelekezelwe ngomunye wakhe weZimbabwe bebhodabhoda bebuka obekusezitandeni ezimbalwa zababukisa kuZITF yalonyaka ngaphambilini kokuvula lombukiso kusemthethweni oqale ngolwesibili ngabamabhizimusi. Unompumelelo Moyo usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iningi labaxoxele Studio 7 bathi umbukiso walonyaka muhle ngempela, noma nje inani labazobukisa kunye nabazobuka bebalutshwane. Abantu bebekhala njalo ngobude bendwendwe zokungena embukisweni emide. Usomabhizimisi bona baveze ukujabulela indlela umbukiso oqhuba ngayo, bethi bazaphenduka njalo womnyaka ozayo. Unkosikazi Sandra Nyosi, usomabhizimisi obukisayo lonyaka, ubike ukuba uthole ibhizimusi njalo ngomnyaka ozayo ulakho ukuphindela ezobukisa.
Hayi, umbuyiso uhamba kuhle sibili. Siyabonga sibili ukuthi we able to showcase our things as NN Joinery. Sivukisa ama-aluminium wardrobes esiwayenza, ama-fitted wardrobes, konke lama-aluminium doors, ama-precious ethu. So you can visit us for all four. Lizobona amastenza e-NN Joinery. Siyabonga sibili ukuthi sibe lethuba lokuthi sibonise izinto zethu esizenza.
Futhi unkosikazi Beauty Dlamini okubhizinisi lamaluba ubike ukuba useleminyaka edlula elithumi ehlela amaluba ezitandeni zababukisayo, njalo useleminyaka emibili ehlela amaluba kwinkampani kamongameli weZimbabwe eyochako i-Alpha and Omega.
Engikuthabeleyo lapha ikuthi ngingenile ekudecoratheni istendi sikamama, mama wethu esika-Alpha Omega. Umnyaka wami wona lo ngowesibili ngisenza istendi sikamama wethu. So ngileqiniso ukuthi lo mnyaka ozayo bazangibiza njalo. Nabantu abanye mbafakele o DDF bafakela amaflawuzi lamanye nje amastende engeke ngawaqamba.
Ukhomishina obona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe uMnumzana Qhubani Moyo laye uchaze ukuba bayabulisa bechazisela uZulu ngezokhetho asebeqalile ukululungiselela oluka 2018.
Ngombono wami ngibona ngani umbukiso ungcono. Umkhonomo welizwe uphansi kodwa ama-exhibitors ngiyabona nanka maningi esingakwaziyo ukuthi kutshengisela ukuthi abantu abakhona lapha bengasebenza besiya phambili yini given ukuthi vele izinto kazilunganga. Ngibona ngani kuyakungconywana.
Lo nyaka abalimi badanile ngoba inani lezifuyo ezibukiswayo ziphansi kakhulu. Umlimi ofuya inkomo eplazini lakhe elisenoton, uMnumzana Muthero Tichawona, uchaze ukuba abalimi babhekane lobunzima njalo lo nyaka izifuyo zilutshwana ezibukiswayo ngenxa yomkhuhlane womkhono ohlasele ilizwe.
Into ikhona laphana anti uyabona inkomo laphana ezitf zilutshwane kakhulu. Into ekhona yokuqala maybe into ye-foot and mouth, inkomo azivunyelwe ukuhamba nje because abanye bayabuyisa i-breeding stock but i-breeding stock ayiyenzi ukuthi ibuye. So kathesi kuyabuye i-fattening stock and ngikhulume le nto yokuthi i-fattening stock these days ayibhadale kakhulu. So yikho phela ama-farmers kungela inkomo eziningi.
Unkosikazi Noreen Dube ubike ukuba uyethemba ukuthi elakusasa leZimbabwe lizaba lihle ngenxa yabosomabhizinisi abaqunye isibindi bazobuyisa lo nyaka loba nje isimo elizweni singamanga kuhle.
Ngiyubona uthembisa kakhulu ikakhulu nxa sikhangele kwezebhizinisi. Even thina abakuma-NGOs kusiphe ithuba lokuthi sikwanise ukuthi sixoxisane labantu ngezinto ezihlupha abantwana.
Lo nyaka ukuvulwa kombukiso kuphuzile kancane, kuvulwe ngemva kwemini. Amapholisa, abafundi, abamatshayo nabanye abatshiyeneyo bebejabulisa uZulu ngemidlalo etshiyeneyo. Indwendwe zabantu abakade befuna ukungena embukisweni we-ZITF ngolwesihlanu emini yantambama belokhu zizinde ngoba lo mbukiso uphela kusasa ngomgqibelo. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ise-ZITF kobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Iwe njalo nje ibandla eliphikisayo le-People's Democratic Party lithi ukungabi khona kwamankampani amakhulu embukisweni walonyaka we-ZITF njengakweminye nje iminyaka esanda kwedlula kuveza ukubana umnotho weZimbabwe uqhubeka usonakala. Untungamile Nkomo we-Studio 7 uchume isiphathamandla saleli bandla uMnumzana Edwin Ndlovu, yena-ke oyeke wayafika e-trade fair.
I-trade fair sibone lokho okuthiwa ngesintu ngamatopi amakhulu kakhulu. Okokuqala ukungena kwama-traders ngaphakathi kweviki bathi i-traders day bekungenwa nge-$20, imali eningi kakhulu. Futhi phakathi uzithole ukuthi use-flea market ngokwayo. Ukungela business-ke enkulu kumbe i-business esingathi-ke ezothileyo ebekhanya ikhona e-trade fair. Nanzelela ukuthi konke nje bekungama-flea market. Nanenzelela njalo ukuthi ibandala ezanu-PF liya-abuse-ake i-trade fair ngoba belithethe u-all five wonke-ke beseqisa nje bevukisa izinto zabo, bethekisa ama-biscuits, bethekisa ama-popcorn, kuyizo izinto ezivukiswa e-trade fair. Okutshengisela ukuthi sebehlisile izinga leli mbukiso we-trade fair balenza i-flea market lapho-ke abathengisa khona amabhuti ama-popcorn lakho nje okunye ezinye izinto nje ezingelancedo. Yikho-ke sithi thina izinga lalo nyaka le-trade fair lehlile kakhulu, liyayangisa kakhulu esikubona kusenzakala e-trade fair.
Bengekho yini amankampani amakhulu?
Amakhampani amakhulu amaningi bengekho ngoba ngingene ku-wall five njengoba ngisitsho ngithole kuyizinto i-flea market ezanu-PF bethengisa imitharo, bethengisa amaputi, bethengisa ama-popcorn. Ngaku-hall 3 ngathola-ke bekhona bakuhamba amakhampani amakhulu anjengabo-Econet, siwabonile bekhona. Kodwa-ke okuningi kwangikhona nje bekungathi thina-ke ama-SMEs amakhampani la amancane-ke labo ama-flea market bekungela-ke ikhampani ezinkulu okungathi uya e-trade fair ukuthi-ke uyenze ama-business lazo. Hhayi kukhanya-ke kwehlile kakhulu. Yebo kuhamba bekungcono-ke ngamazwe ngibone-ke embassy emalawi embassy ezambia beza ko russia bezikhona babe bekhuluma nje ngehlelo abalazi elizweni labo kodwa ke kokubukisa esingathi ngokwe industry and commerce ekukhulu hathi lonyakalo kungekho ephethweni oluyifile market nje kuphela ukuthi izinto esizibona zithengiswa insuku zonke i-traditional food dodobi lani lani izinto ezazo nalezo umva ningani kazincedi ke zehlisa izinga elikhulu-ke endlela i-petrol ekhangelelwe ngayo.
Umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu ngowebandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Party. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com. Sibikwa siqhubekela phambili sisehla isilinganiso sabatholakala belegciwane elibangela ingculaza emangweni webhinga njalo siqhubekele ngalendlela okweminyaka ethile nxa uqhathaniswa lezinye indawo elizweni. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle lozulu bayavumelana ukuba lesi simo sibangelwa indlela uzulu wakuleyo ndawo aphila ngayo kanye lokuziphatha kwakhe emacansini. Ingcwethi yohlelo lokusokwa oluqhutshwa lugatsha lwezempilakahle umnumzana Sinokuthemba Xaba uthi inhlolisiso asebeyenzile iveza ukuba abatholakala belegciwane kanenginengi bayilabaya abake bayahlangana leminye imihlobo bathathela kumikhuba yabanye. Ezigabeni ezilemihlobo yabantu abalomkhuba wokusoka uXaba uthi lokhe lisehla inani labalitholayo igciwane
ikakhulu isigaba zeMandebeleni le ngxenye yemaswingo bekulabantu ade bevele belomkhuba onjalo. Kodwa ke ngemva kweminyaka le siqalisile izigaba zonke zelizwe sezamukele uhlelo.
Umnumzana Kudzanayi Gerede isakhamuzi se-Ashton Park eHarare uthi uvumelana lale mpumela phezu kwesimo segciwane ebantwini besitonga ngoba bengalahli indlela yabo yokuphila yendulo abalokhe beyilandela lalamhla lokhu.
Lo ngumbiko omuhle sibili. Sikhangela ukuthi igcikwane le-HIV beseqeda abantu abaningi kuleli lizwe lethu. So nxa sibona ukuthi kule ndawo ezinjengabobhinga ezilokhu zisingabi legciwane, yinto ethabisa kakhulu. Ngibona ngani enye into ekade eyimbangela yokuthi kube kunjalo yokuthi abantu abagcina isiko labo abayenzi abalokhu besaziphethe abalabugangi osobugcwele njengasinye indawo lapha eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Moses Abazari ngomunye wezakhamuzi zeHarare ezitshengise ukujabulela lombiko ethi uletha ithemba lokuthi lilakho ukuqhubeka lisehla nxa uzulu engaphila ngendlela engambeki engozini yokulithathela loba ukulisabalalisa igciwane.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi kunjalo ngenxa ye diet yabantu bebhinga bayadla izinto ezi-traditional. Nxa udla kuhle kuncedisa ukuthi i-immune system yakho ibe strong.
Kungakho abezempilakahle bekhankasela ukuba phezu kokuba besebenzise indlela ezehlukeneyo ukuzivikela kugciwane, isiqokoqela kuyindlela umuntu aziphatha ngayo lanxa eselalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-past 8 usiya ngo-9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM la ku-shortwave 12080 la ku-15775 kHz. Ku-Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuvulwa okusemthethweni kombukiso wezokuthengiselana owezimbabwe International Trade Fair 2016. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithente ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Imise Imisebenzi yokuloba amabhuku ibhekana lenkinga ezinkulu ngesikhathi amabhuku edindwa aphinde athengiswe okungekho emthethweni ezitaladeni. Kuchiya abawalobayo bengela nzuzo ezwayo abayitholayo elakho ukubaphilisa. UMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Lo ngomunye wemtshina odinda amabhuku, amafulaya lamakhalenda nsuku zonke edolobheni leHarare. Abalobi bamabhuku bakhala ngokuthi umsebenzi wabo awuselayo inzuzo kubangelwa imisebenzi yabantu abathengisa amabhuku abo okungekho emthethweni. Umlobo lodumo oyimbongo umnumzana Chirikure Chirikure uthi umumo kwezomnotho oya ulokhu pidlika iyo imbangela enkulu yenkinga ezibhekana labalobi.
Is being affected by the economy. In the sense that
enkinga enkulu esibhekanelayo ukubhidlika kwezomnotho elizweni ngoba umuntu makaza okumele abe nguye othenga amabhuku ethu kaselayo imali yokuthenga amabhuku kunje sesukubanga lokuthi singabhala amabhuku labadindi bamabhuku abasenelise usidindela wona ngoba kubanzimela labo ukuthi sebekhetha ukudinda amabhuku ezemfundo kuphela.
Othi kanjalo ingwalo zabalobi beZimbabwe sezitholakala phandle kwelizwe okulabadindayo abalokhu besasebenza kodwa kuthiya abasakhulayo elizweni bengaselalo ithuba lokukhwabitha ingwalo ezibhala elizweni labo. Imigwaqo yeHarare igcwele amabhuku athengiswa ngaphandle komthetho. Osakhulayo uAndrew Chatea uthi ubeka amakhava amabhuku ezitaladeni njengesitshengiselo salokho akuthengisayo ngoba esesabela ukuthathelwa amabhuku la athengisayo ngamapholisa njengoba ihiyo kuphela indlela aphila ngayo. Umgcinihlalo wabalobi bengwalo zezifundo uDr. Samuel Magora uthi njengabalobi sebelwela ukuba beqede kokuphela inkinga yokuthengiswa kwengwalo ngaphandle komthetho ipiracy ngoba iphazamisa imisebenzi yokubhala.
No, the ignorance that the police, you know, I mean the law enforcement
officers, umthetho lo ngamapolisa yilo uduwo ngesikhathi bezama ukubopha abaphulayo okokuthi ngezinye izikhathi abakwazi ukuthi bathini njalo olunye uduwo yikujeziswa imali engange $20 kuphela kumuntu oyabe ethengisa amabhuku ngaphandle komthetho. Yena umlobi uyabe ethathe isikhathi esifika kuminyaka emibili yokuloba lelo bhuku. So sithi kungani singalinganisi ukwebiwa kwenkomo. Sithi oyabe ethengisa amabhuku kanje egetshele iminyaka eyitshiyagalolunye entolongweni.
Oqhubeke ethi eminye imizamo yabo yikulwela ukuba abalobi benanzelele izivumelwano abazingenisa ke kizo ama-contracts ngoba amanye ecina ebathathela ke amalungelo abo njalo bekhuthaza ukuvezwa kwe-book policy elizweni njengalokho okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe othola khona uhulumende ebhadalela umlobi imali yokudindisa amabhuku akhe wakuqala azinkulungwane ezimbili 2000. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yabathengisa ezitaladeni okuyikho okuthengiswa khona amabhuku eziso umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi uthi inkinga ngomumo kwezomnotho elizweni.
Thina sithi lokhu kutshengisa ubunzima abantu abahlangana labo ikakhulu laba abasebenza umsebenzi wokuzithengisela bebodwa. Kutshengisa ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awumanga kuhle, abantu sebethengisa iloba yini into abahlangana layo. Endloku umzekeliso omuhle kuhulumende ukuthi abobheziqine ngendaba zokulungisisa ezenotho lokulungisisa indaba zokuthi abantu bathole imisebenzi elizweni lasezimbabwe ngumthetho kanye sebesifisa ngathi abantu bonke laba basemsebenzini bayasebenzela kodwa uyabona la ukuthi umumo omkhono omumi njalo ngakho abantu bagcina sebesenza konke abangathi bakwanisa ukukwenza ukuthi bathe bathuthumisa iy'muli zabo.
Amapholisa kamasipala ahlala gijigijimisana labathengisa emigwaqweni bathathela abakuthengisayo. njengendlela yokwehlisa lolu dubo. Kodwa uMakore uthi inkinga ayikho ebantwini abathengisayo, kodwa kulabo ababadindela amabhukula befotokopa. Ethi bakhuthaza ukuba uhulumende ethathe imitshina yonke yabantu abanje inikezwe inhlanganiso zamabhukula balobi. Ethi lo mthetho we-Copyright Act udinga ukuba uguqulwe uvikele lokutshontshelwa kwabalobi ingwalo zabo zithengiswe ebulinjeni ku-intanethi bona bengatholi lutho. Umkhwana Nzuthi labalobi labo kumele beveze indlela ezingcono zokusebenza ezingabaphathisa.
Abalobi bamabhuku labanye abatsheneyo tsheneyo kufuze bazwisise ukuthi i-economy yethu vele si-informal, bazibona ukuthi bangasebenza njani ndawonye lalabo abathengisa ezitaladeni ukuze labo kungabi kube le win-win situation, wonke umuntu athole okungumzuzu kukhona lokho akwenzakalayo edolobheni.
Abaculi kuleli ababhekana lobunzima obufanayo bethengiselwa ama-CD abo ezitaladeni ngaphandle komthetho, bagcine abanye babo labo bekhetha ukuzithengisela ezitaladeni, abanye bedinda ama-CD ethengiswa-ke ngedola elilodwa. Uhulumende weZimbabwe unazo iziqondiso ezamasiko eze-cultural policy ezihlanganisela ubungcitshi beze-art ogoqela ukubhala kwezingalo okuyinto engavikela abalobi bawo kusasa abaculi labanye. Ngimele iStudio 7 Harare, nguMark Peter Ntambe.
Ngesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende wele Melika.
Ekwethulweni kogwalo lwempiko ephathelane lokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emazweni omhlaba agoqela ele Iran, umsekeli kanobhala obona ngobudlelwano bemelika lamanye amazwe ekhangele uhlangothi lwamalungelo oluntu, umnumzana Tom Malinowski uthe usenanzelele ukuthi amazwe ambalwa lokhe elombuso ocindezelo ovimba inkululeko kaZulu, inkululeko yokuhlangana kanye lokwethulwa kwezindaba kungela migoqo. Uthe kwele Iran kulokuningi okudanisayo okufana lo kwaliswa kukaZulu ukubuthana ukukhulumisana abantu bekhululekile okugoqela lasenkundleni zebulenjini. Abantu elizweni leli babikwa bengela lankululeko yokuthi bazikhethele inkokheli kukhetho oluyabe lukhululekile. Njalo uhulumende waleli lizwe ubusa ngocuku olukhulu. Ubikwa ejezisa kanzima labo abafunyanwa belamacala loba emancane ukuvalelwa mahlayana kwabantu bengaphiwa ithuba lokuyazivikela emthethwandaba elabahluli abangathathi cele. Njalo encindezela amaKristu izitabane labesifazana. Imbiko le ikhuluma njalo ngokuvalelwa lokuhlukuluzwa kwayelwela amalungelo ezisebenzi uSharok Zamani owagcina efela ejele eliphatha izibotshwa ngocuku eleRajai Shah Prison. Ugoqela njalo indaba ezimbalwa zokuhlukunyezwa kwentatheli zindaba elodumo una Grace Muhammad ongomunye wabalwela ilungelo loluntu oyetheswa umlando wokuloba izindaba ezigcona uhulumende lokutshotshozela ukubuthana okuphambana lentando kahulumende. Kungxoxo ayenze labe-Broadcasting Board of Governors, u-Assistant Secretary Malinowski uthe umongameli Hassan Rouhani wathi ekhethwa abantu be-Iran baba lethemba lokuthi uzafeza izithembiso ayezenza lapho ekhankasela ukhetho ezokusebenza gadalala ukulungisisa imithetho ephathelane lokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Kodwa konke lokho kazange akwenze, njalo waqinisa imithetho elukhuni kuZulu esekela umbuso wonxindezelo.
Lolo bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Ithi waza Friday my darling.
Kweli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday, intatheli zindaba yethu uJoseph Njanju usethulela ingxoxo ayenze labeqembu elishaya umculo wechibilika ekhaya elejongokwe Masters.
Thank you. izikholo zelubali madoda laleluzwe ya
Iqembu lechongo kwiMasters libunjwe enyaka enye ngunkosi khona Ngwabi, uPrince Danisa, umthandazo Mkhwananzi kanye loPhilisani Ncubeli.
Oyizitubo nabangele mina bengizitha Awubi mfihlo lempilo yami kwazi wayibona bese kuthi iqembu lami lotshela bona baPaulu ukuthi lihle nomaqala Andiyoba ngiqhubekele phambili nomkhambo
Leli qembu libizwa ngegama lendawo lapho la majaha aphuma khona esigabeni selupane.
Chongoku Masters. Chongoku yindawo esihlala kiyo. Indawo elupane khona esihlala kuyo eChongoku. Qalise last year bekungabo June, July, but sa recorda ngoSeptember.
Ekupheleni kwanyaka enye iqembu lechongo kwiMasters likhuphe idlala delalo elakuqala elilesihloko esithi sekufa umuntu lona elilengoma eziyisithupha ezibalisa yona okubizwa ngayo idlala dethi sokufa umuntu ukubambana itiye imnandi ngeshukela akugobo lingeqondiswe abakhonzi bemali kanye lale ethiwa ukukhula uyintandane. Idlala deleli elithiwa sekufa umuntu balicindezele besebenza ndawonye lo Joe Maseko owe House of Rising Sounds eselokitshini legwabalanda. Isikhulumeli seqembu uPrince Danisa uthi leli dlalade balithengisa lapho abatshaya khona njalo nyakenye bake baphatheka kumncintiswano weChibuku Road to Fame.
I-CD le iphume bekungunovemba ngo-2015. Besenza ama-live show kakhulu, sizithengisela ikakhulu ama-live show ngathi asingenisile imali ngempijana.
UPrince Danisa uthi yena ukhule elalela abaculi abafana loAllen Ndoda kanye leqembu lendolwane Super Sounds okumenze waba lesifiso esokucula njengabo. Nanti ke iqembu lechongoko Masters liphuma enkundleni ngayo ingoma okubizwa ngayo idlalade ethiwa sekufa umuntu.
No
umsakazi we-Studio 7 nikobulawayo ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Yeah, no.
licula kamnandi iqembu lejongokwe masters ngingoma yabo le ethi chibilika echibilika ekhaya singakagqebi ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje wothi sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zezindaba ebesilazo lamhlanje umbukiso wezokuthengiselana owezimbabwe international trade fair 2016 uvulwe okusemthethweni ngumongameli Faure Ngazimbe weletogo sibikwa siqhubekela phambili sisehla isilinganiso sabatholakala beligciwane emangweni webhinga silugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedis Jeremiah kodwa lingayikhatshana ngoba uhlelo luyeza manje olwe live talk.